Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf is on vacation. He's somewhere in the middle of the ocean on a boat somewhere. So it's going to be me today, John Poulter, and we're going to be talking, as we always do with John Poulter, about Major League Baseball. The start of the season is right around the corner. The NHL is skating right into the playoff season, the stretch run, the NHL. We got NBA. They're getting ready for all the playoff push. The Celtics are right there. Cavs, OKC, the Lakers. The Lakers have run into a little bit of a quandary. They've lost a few games now after being hot for a bit. We got NFL news. For sure, free agency, what's Aaron Rodgers going to do? What are different pickups like DK Metcalf in Pittsburgh mean for Pittsburgh? And all the other NFL news that is coming out with free agency. Plus, we got March Madness, man. March Madness is here. It's in full swing. SEC title game today, so keep it tuned in to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
You know what I love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson, and I'm going to be joined here by John Poulter in just a moment. Just a little show update. Andy, like I said in the opening, is not here. He is, I would say he was on assignment, but it's a vacation assignment, so more power to the Dorf man, but we will hold down the fort while he is gone for sure. But let me welcome John Poulter to our show, as we have every week, the professor of sports. John, how are we doing today, my man?
I'm doing very well, thanks, Mike. How about you?
I can't complain. It's one of my favorite times of the year with March Madness, and you got the hockey playoffs, baseball start, and the NBA is gearing up for the stretch run, the playoff run, and then you got the drama of the NFL free agency. So, you know, it's all good to me. There's plenty to talk about. But let's get started in hockey. You know, we're coming down the stretch here, and to me, there is no better tournament in the four sports than hockey. It's just something about playoff hockey that gets me going. I know it gets you going. But down the stretch, what do you expect to see out of the teams that are battling for playoff positions and teams that are already in and trying to just gear up and maybe get a little bit extra rest? And like, what do you expect to see out of the leaders and the teams that are still trying to get in?
Well, there's some pretty interesting races, and to your point, the Stanley Cup playoffs, to me, not because hockey is one of the sports that I really enjoy and I'm very interested in, along with Major League Baseball. I mean, as you know from the years we've worked together on this show, those are my two sports, my two North American sports, British soccer being my third. But to me, the NHL playoffs, there's just something different about them. It's the Major League Baseball has intensity in the playoffs. They have exciting atmospheres. They have exciting games. But to me, there's just something that's a little bit different about the NHL playoffs. And whether it's the tradition of it, baseball playoffs are somewhat new. They're only in the last 50 years, whereas hockey is 100 and some. Whether it's the fact that they're seven-game series, whether it's the fact that a hockey game is a little bit more intense, a little bit more physical than a baseball game, I don't know what it is, but there's just something exciting about sitting down and watching an NHL playoff game. Whether you have skin in the game or not, it's something that's very... I don't know how to describe it other than to keep using that word intense, but it's attention-grabbing. It's not quite must-watch TV because there's just so many games on you couldn't possibly watch them all. But to me, there's just something
right.
very different about the NHL playoffs. In answer to your second question, looking at where we are in terms of standings, let's look at it division by division. And, you know, once again, this Atlantic division seems to be the one that's the closest. Florida in first place with 85 points, Tampa Bay and Toronto each with 81, both playing 66 games, the Leafs slipping a little bit in the last 10 days, Tampa Bay ramping up a little bit. I can see those three teams going head-to-head for the remaining 15 or so games that they all have. In the Metropolitan Division, that's pretty much done and dusted. Washington a 10-point lead over Carolina, Carolina an 8-point lead over New Jersey. Then it starts to get a little bit tighter. Winnipeg in the Central Division, pretty much a situation the same as we see in the Metro with a 10-point lead, identically 96 to 86 in terms of points, Winnipeg over Dallas. Colorado starting to make a push at 83. Dallas and Colorado, that could be a real interesting series if they end up playing in the first round, which looks like they're probably going to. Two very competitive teams, and of course we've got the Rantanen situation where he was traded from Dallas to Carolina, then Carolina, he was traded from Colorado to Carolina, then Carolina to Dallas. So he may end up facing his old team from just a couple of months ago. Minnesota not out of it yet, but they're slipping. They're down to 79 points. Andy's Vegas Golden Knights, 5-point lead over Los Angeles, and Edmonton 1 point behind the Kings. So that looks as though it's Vegas's division to be taken at the moment, but Los Angeles and Edmonton kind of playing flip-flop over the next 15 or so games as they try to get that second spot. And it looks like those two teams are going to be playing each other, so second spot is important because it gives them home ice advantage in a seven-game series. So the rest of the teams, there's a bunch of them looking at wild card spots. There's three or four that are already looking to next year. There's two or three that have been extreme disappointments. But I'm looking at those division races as being the key at this point, Mike.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying there, John. And that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You know, John, you mentioned the Vegas Golden Knights, and yeah, that is kind of that is Andy's adopted team for a variety of reasons, I would assume. But I saw that they signed Aiden Hill, the goalie, 6 years, is just under $40 million, something like that. What does that tell you about the Vegas Knights and what they see with Hill? I mean, that's a long contract. That's a 6 year contract. That's a good size in years.
It is for a goaltender. We have seen a couple that are a little bit longer. I think Shesterkin in New York was a little bit longer than that. I think he was 7 years. I think what it tells us is that Vegas thinks they have found their guy at number one. Number two, they want some cost certainty. And number three, given the number of players that they have traded for and or signed in free agency, all of whom they've given long-term commitments to, perhaps overpaid a little bit in order to remain competitive after winning that Stanley Cup, they're going to have a little bit of a cap crunch. So I think from the Vegas standpoint, it's a twofold thing. A, they want to lock up their guy, and B, I think they want some cost certainty going forward so that they know what their flexibility is going to be, because next year the cap is going to rise, I wouldn't say substantially, but several million. So it's going to let them know where they're going in free agency and also where they're going with their expiring contracts. So I think it's a good move for both sides.
Let me ask you this, John. And, as a guy that's a Boston Celtic fan, I keep track of stuff going on in Boston and not just with the Celtics, but with the Bruins. They trade Marchand. And it appears like that, for fans, man, that is just, it was almost a straw too far, you know, something that's really affected that community and stuff. What is the trade of Marchand really meant to, or what does that tell you about where Boston sees themselves in the future here? And we got a minute or so before break.
Well, I think it tells us a couple of things, Mike. I think it tells us that they were uncertain whether they wanted to commit to him beyond this season for the dollars they expected him to be asking for. I think it's the third or fourth episode we've seen of Boston waving the white flag on the 24-25 season. We've seen a very un-Bruin-like season, and it started back in the fall with this goaltender issue. They had two goaltenders, one and one A. They decided to keep one guy over the other, but they traded the other guy before they signed the guy that they really wanted to, and then he held the gun to their heads, and quite frankly, he hasn't performed. So I think we've seen some real different management from the Bruins this season, and it's going to be interesting to see how they regroup over the summer.
Yeah, it is. It's really going to be, because I know that the fans are not happy in Boston, and when you upset the fans in Boston, you could be asking for some trouble, you know, that you really don't want. But, you know, there's the music. We'll take a break, a pause, as Andy would say, and we'll be back with John Poulter, Mike Wilson, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Stay tuned, everybody.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined by our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes all the way from Toronto, Canada, to give us the latest and greatest in baseball news and hockey news and anything else. John's a great guy to message with about different things going on in Canada, especially with all the politics going on. It's been interesting, and I appreciate it, John, quite a bit. John, let me ask you a quick question here real quick. Did the control room talk to you about staying for the whole hour?
No, they didn't, but if that would help, I'm happy to help out.
Okay, yeah, if I could have you for the whole hour, that would be wonderful, and we can keep talking some hockey. We'll get into baseball in the next segment if that's okay.
That works for me.
Okay, perfect. All right, John, so, you know, coming down the stretch here in the NHL, you know, we already talked about this, the hockey tournament being just, there's just something different about it, and I absolutely agree with you. When we get down to the nitty-gritty, who are the four teams do you suspect that you think are going to be kind of in the final four of the NHL playoffs? And tell me why.
Well, that's a great question. I guess I'm going to go with looking at them sort of from the lead that they have in the division right now, I'm going to say the first two that I'm going to look at in the West, I'm going to look at Winnipeg, simply because I think Winnipeg's been the best team in that division, in that conference, almost since day one of the season. I think they won their first 15 games or had points in their first 15 games. So they got a huge start when they went out. There's a couple of things that really look good to me in Winnipeg. Number one, I think they've got the best goaltender in the NHL in Connor Hellebuyck. We all know that goaltending takes you a long way in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and a good goaltender can win a series on his own. So I think that's a major factor. I think the second factor is that because they're in first place, they've obviously got a good goals against goals for differential, and it's right now it's plus 80. So that's 234 goals scored, 154 given up. We've talked about Washington all season and about how explosive they have been. Washington is plus 69, so that will tell you a little bit about how well the Winnipeg Jets have played. Their goals against average is 2.3 per game. That, in this day and age, that is an excellent goals against average. It's by far the best in the NHL. Anything under 3 is excellent, but 2.3, you know, when you combine that with the fact that you've got a goaltender that can play the big game, make the big save at the right time, I've got to think that's a big factor. They'll have home ice advantage pretty much through the rest of the Western playoffs. The Vegas Golden Knights with 86 points would be the closest right now. So I've got to think that Winnipeg will use that home ice advantage. That arena in Winnipeg is very partisan. They love their hockey. It's like an extra fan, so an extra player, you know, and 13,000 or 14,000 extra fans. So I'd have to go with Winnipeg as one of my two teams from the West. I'd have to go with Washington as one of my two teams from the East for a couple of reasons. The same one as Winnipeg, really. They have a 10-point lead with about 15 or 16 games to play, so that's pretty good from that standpoint. We've talked about their plus-minus at 69. They also have the advantage of not only will they have home ice advantage through the Eastern Conference playoffs, they're going to sit back and watch the Atlantic Division beat themselves to death before they even get to the Washington Capitals in the playoffs, because Florida, Tampa Bay, and Toronto are covered right now by 4 points. And you know that those three teams are going to push hard to try and be first and get home ice throughout their division, and B, they're going to try very hard to get second place so that they've got home ice in that first series between team number 2 and team number 3. So I think the Capitals will take advantage of that. I think they'll take advantage of the fact that they can rest a little bit. The Capitals are going to continue to play on an intense basis because they've got this Ovechkin chasing Gretzky situation. So they've got an interest in coming to the rink every day, so the Capitals are going to continue to play good hockey. The other two teams, the other two divisions, I think they're kind of toss-ups, quite frankly, and you know that could very well determine who goes to the final. You know, we've talked about the Final Four. We said Washington from that division. I think you could throw a blanket over Florida, Tampa Bay, and Toronto. I mean, depending on who comes up hot in the next 10 or 15 games, if you look at the last week, it certainly won't be the Toronto Maple Leafs. It might be the Florida Panthers. Florida was here in Toronto on Thursday night, and the Leafs did not play well at all. I was very disappointed that they didn't come up for a big game. So I think that's that third spot in the of the four you asked me about, I think that's a toss-up. And in the Pacific Division, I got to go with Vegas, although Los Angeles and Edmonton, you just never know. Los Angeles is playing very well, has been playing very conservatively all season. If they start to play even that little bit better, they could give Vegas a push. And we all know that with all that offensive firepower, Edmonton could very easily run off a 7 or 8 game winning streak with all of those goal scorers they have. And Edmonton could put themselves back into that picture. So to summarize, I think you're looking at Winnipeg and Washington as two of the four, and then the other two divisions, quite frankly, I think you could throw a handkerchief over any of three teams in either of the other two divisions.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with your assessment there with all those teams, and that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports here, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Join in on the conversation. If you want to call in, call 1-800-878-7529 to get in on the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. John, my other question is this, and you mentioned it real briefly when you're trying to figure out which four teams were, you know, in your opinion, were going to make the kind of the final four of the playoffs, the NHL playoffs. There, it, as in every sport, if you've locked up your position, right, and you're in and you know you're in, teams kind of rest some starters, give them a game off or something. But there is a fine line between resting too many players for too long and going and coming back rusty in the playoffs. Where do you fall with resting your players, not resting your players in terms of the playoffs?
Well, it's a very fine line, and I guess that's what they pay head coaches for. You can make a mistake just leaning one side of that line rather than the other. I guess the first thing I would ask is before I would rest a player is, A, is he tired or has he got some kind of an injury? If he's got some kind of an injury, I think it's, at this point of the year, I think it's an automatic decision that you rest him until he's healthy, so that when he comes back, he's closer to 100% for the playoffs, which are the key games and the ones that matter. If a guy's on a roll, maybe you let him keep playing because it's good for his confidence. It helps the team. It helps him. We've seen many times this rest versus rust discussion, and you know, lots of times you'll see a team rest a bunch of players, and then all of a sudden they can't turn the tap back on again when it's time to go out and win a game. And I think the other thing that a coach from a, what's the word I'm looking for here, an integrity standpoint, is I think you have to look at who you're playing and how it affects other teams, because you don't want to rest your players against a team that's fighting for a playoff spot and help that team, but perhaps hurt one of the teams that that team is fighting with for the playoff spot. So there's a little bit of politics involved here. You don't want to rest your good players, and I don't mean to be disrespectful against teams at the bottom end, but I'm looking at teams like Seattle, San Jose, Buffalo, Philadelphia. There's a great tendency to rest your players against those teams, and maybe those are the teams that you rest your players against, A, because they're not in playoff contention, and B, because you were probably going to beat them anyway, so whether you beat them with something better than your A squad is really just who was on the ice at the time. You're probably going to win those games. So I think you have to be real careful. The schedule dictates an awful lot of it, Mike.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree, and you see it in all major sports. Like, there is a fine line, and like you said, you can kind of lean one way or the other too much, and then you got problems. My last question in terms of hockey for you, and I know we talked about it last week, but how big of a deal is this going to be when Ovechkin breaks Gretzky's record? I mean, personally, I know how big it is, but, you know, for the common fan out there, for the NHL, the casual fan, what does this mean?
Well, it's interesting because I was looking at some numbers this morning, and as we talked this morning, career-wise, Gretzky, 894 goals in 1,487 games. Ovechkin, 887 goals, so seven behind him, and 1,477 games. So talk about two guys that are awfully close. They are 10 games apart in terms of their career games played, and they're seven goals apart in terms of their career goal totals. So that tells me that we're talking about two very special individuals. And I did a little bit more deep thinking here and some looking at some number crunching. In his career, Ovechkin, 887 goals in 1,477 games. That's .601 goals per game. This season, 34 goals in 51 games because he had that leg injury. That's .666. If you look at his two figures, he should be breaking that record either on April the 12th at Columbus or April the 13th at home to Columbus. But wouldn't it be interesting if he broke it on April the 6th, which is his 1,487th career game? We would literally be able to make a perfect comparison at that time. So that's kind of what I'm watching. We all know it's going to happen unless he gets a serious injury. It's just a question of when and where.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Weekend edition. Once again, my name is Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf is on vacation. He is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean somewhere, I think somewhere down around Mexico way. But he'll be back next week, so we'll be back to full strength. But in the meantime, I have our professor of sports here, John Poulter. We just got done talking some NHL hockey. We're going to talk some baseball now. And you can get in touch with John through X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, cesspool, at 12 John Poulter. You can get in touch with him there. You can get in touch with Andy and I on the Dorf on Sports Facebook page. You can get in touch with me through X at Pigskin Opinion. You can go to the new app, Blue Sky. I'm Pigskin Opinion there. There's multiple ways that you can do it. John, moving on to baseball. It's always a fun time of year with spring training. Everybody has, it's kind of, you know, the rebirth. It's spring, the whole, you know, analogies you can do with spring and new baseball team, you know, people in new places, that whole thing. But one thing remains the same. The Dodgers got the most talent, and it's almost, a lack of a better word, John, disgusting just how much talent that the Dodgers have. But it's the funky world that we live in with baseball and no salary cap. What do you expect to see out of the defending world champs?
Well, I would have to agree with you. It's getting a little tiresome seeing that every time a big-time free agent comes around, the Dodgers are either on his list or he signs with them, or they sign with the Dodgers. I'm finding it a little tiresome. I'm a little concerned that we're going to, because there is no salary cap and owners cannot control their checkbooks, I'm starting to worry that at some point in time we may see Major League Baseball get a little bit like European soccer, where each country has two or three really good teams and the rest are all playing for third, fourth, and fifth place. I hope we don't ever get to that point in baseball. I hope we don't ever get to that point in hockey. With respect to the salary cap issue, we know it's never going to happen because the Baseball Players Union is so strong. It's by far the strongest union in professional sports. That's never going to happen. But I look at how competitive the NFL, the NBA, and the NHL has become since the salary cap eras have come in and those sports at various times over the last 20 or 25 years. You rarely see a repeat champion, and that's because teams are able to rebuild, and other teams that build on a solid base really then cannot afford to re-sign their own players to some extent. So in a lot of ways, I'd like to see some kind of a salary cap or some kind of salary control come into Major League Baseball. I think the owners and Major League Baseball itself tried to do this with this luxury tax, but the teams that can afford to pay the luxury tax, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cubs, you know, the big spenders, the Mets, these are teams that, you know, that's like you and I just buying an extra large coffee as opposed to a medium-sized coffee. It's really nothing. It's just the price of doing business. And I think we're going to see a very big gap in the next 10 to 15 years. We're going to see a huge gap between the haves and the have-nots. And that's also triggered by the markets these teams play in, because guess what? All of the teams that have large checkbooks have large TV markets. So I see it getting worse before I see it getting better. I hope they do something about it, but I think the cat is out of the gate right now, and I just don't know how they're going to control it, to be very honest with you.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with your take with the salary cap and the have-nots. And, you know, not that I have, look, I have nothing against the Dodgers and teams that have the luxury of having a lot of money and big TV contracts. It's just, it just is what it is. And, exactly. And there's really nothing, I don't think there's really nothing we can do about it. But I do fear the same thing as you, that there's,
well, the other way I
look
at it, Mike, and this is something very close to your heart, in that let's take a comparison and compare the Dodgers and the Seattle Mariners. And, you know, the Seattle Mariners have done a pretty good job in building a good team, but, you know, you much more than I appreciate the market that Seattle plays in and the fan base that they can draw compared to the Dodgers. And, you know, there's probably more people interested in Dodger baseball, and keep in mind that the Dodgers also split L.A. with another team, and still the Dodgers have all of this money and all of this following. I just don't see how teams like the Athletics and the Seattle Mariners and some of these Kansas City, some of these other smaller markets, I just don't see how they're going to be able to compete in 10 years, because Seattle will, with all due respect to the city of Seattle and the Mariners, they're never going to have the TV market and the TV dollars that the Dodgers have. I mean, it's just never going to happen.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, I do root for my home region, Seattle Mariners. I hope they do well. I never really root against them. But you're right. They're never going to have the TV market, the dollars available to them that the Dodgers have. It's not going to happen. As much as as many friends as I have that live in Seattle wish it would be that way, it's just not. My question is this: when you take a look at the division that you're looking at, you know, the American League East, and it's just loaded. You know, Yankees, you got the Blue Jays, you got the Orioles, you got the Red. I mean, it's just, you know, any one of those teams could possibly win that division. I would love to see Baltimore make a push, but they've kind of they have a pretty good regular season, and then come the playoffs, I don't know, it just, like, they just trip over themselves. You know, they do have a lot of young talent. They got one of my favorite guys, for obvious reasons, he's an Oregon State Beaver, and, you know, Adley Rutschman. You know, I hope Rutch has a great year. I hope it's an all-star year for him. I hope the team does well. But what do you realistically see out of the Baltimore Orioles?
Well, that's an interesting division, and I've sort of broken it down into two blocks of two and a swing team kind of in the middle. And I'm thinking Baltimore and the Yankees are the two teams that, to me, have a very good chance of winning that division, and I think Baltimore's chances improved tremendously when Gerrit Cole was marked as being out for the season with that TJ surgery. So I think the issue with Baltimore is that they've got so many good young players. I think that by the time the postseason gets here, up until now, these players have not been used to playing 162 games. They've not been used to playing competitive baseball in September. I think that will change because they've now had a couple of years where they've experienced that, so I think it's time for Baltimore to move to that next step. This would be the ideal year because although the Yankees are lost Juan Soto, I think they're solidly a little bit better than they were last year. They're a little bit less one-dimensional. They've certainly improved their defense, although they've given up a tremendous bat in Soto. I think they've improved their defense with Bellinger and with Goldschmidt. Moving a couple of guys around, I think they've tightened things up an awful lot. The Yankees will play a different type of baseball in 2025 from where I sit. I think that's going to be an interesting race. I think Tampa Bay and Toronto are probably 1 and 1A in terms of 4th and 5th, and I think Boston is right in the middle. And I don't really know which way Boston's going to go. I mean, Boston's got a tremendous amount of young talent. They've signed a couple of big names. Boston could very easily join that New York-Baltimore partnership. They could quite easily fall to the Tampa Bay-Toronto partnership as well. So I think the Red Sox might be the swing team in the American League East. But, you know, Toronto, everybody talks about Toronto has improved quite a bit. I'm not so sure they've improved tremendously. They've certainly beefed up their starting rotation a little bit. I mean, when you think of a guy like Max Scherzer, who's going to be the number four starter, that tells you that pitching staff's not bad. But here's a team that finished fifth last year, and all the other teams ahead of them improved. So I got to think it's going to be a tough year for Wayne Blue Jays.
So, you know, staying with the American League East, Gerrit Cole, Tommy John, looks like it's Tommy John surgery for him. What does that mean for him? What does that mean for the Yankees?
Well, I was a little bit surprised that we didn't hear this earlier, quite frankly, because he had similar issues last season. He didn't look himself at the end of the season to me, and he's had all winter to try and build this arm issue up. He's had all winter to go and see specialists, and if he needed something serious, as TJ surgery is, I would have thought they would have done it in November and maybe got him back towards the end of the 25 season. Now he's obviously done until 26, and then he's going to have to ramp up a little bit. It may be midsummer of 2026 before we see the real Gerrit Cole back. I'm a little surprised that the Yankees, with such a valuable asset, waited so long before they made the determination that he needed this surgery. So I think that's a bit of a downer for me if I was a New York Yankee fan, which obviously I'm not. In terms of what it does for the Yankees, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how they solve that problem, knowing that it's going to be a season-long problem. Do they have somebody on standby that is just ready to move up in the rotation or move up from AAA and fill in the back end of the rotation? Or do they have to solve it the way that they've solved problems for the last 25 or 30 years, and that's just write a check and go out and buy somebody? Or do we see them trade three or four good prospects for a solid pitcher on a team that's maybe not seen to be a pennant contender, somebody that's got a couple of good pitchers that are middle-of-the-pack teams, would look to get three or four prospects and accelerate their own rebuilding program? I think it's going to be very interesting to see how the Yankees do that. I don't think they'll do anything for the first month or so because there's so many off days they can get by with a four-man rotation. Maybe by the time they've had those off days, they'll be able to assess whether they need another guy. Then they'll make that decision.
And I was staying with that other, staying in New York, and we got about a minute until break. How much pressure is on the Mets and Juan Soto to do well this year?
There's a ton of pressure. It's not just Soto. It's all the other guys that they've gone out and spent money on. This ownership has basically made it very clear we're going to buy a championship. And not only are they trying to buy a championship, they're competing with their crosstown rivals who have just as big a checkbook. So they're battling for supremacy in baseball and supremacy in New York City. I think there's a tremendous amount of pressure on a lot of people in New York. Soto, obviously, the big one because of the $700 million contract.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's the biggest pressure cooker that we have. I think, to me, just with all the new signings and just the amount of that contract for Soto, like he better come out the gate fairly hot. Like there has to be something there to give the fans, those Met fans, hope. So I hear the music. We'll be back after this. This is Mike Wilson. This is John Poulter. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Be right back, everybody. Stay tuned.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, my name is Mike Wilson. Been joined by John Poulter for the full hour. You can get in contact with John on X at 12, John Poulter. He is our resident NHL Major League Baseball expert. John, you know, we got a few minutes before the top of the hour here. Is there anything that you haven't said that you want to get off your chest before we're done in the first hour here?
No, I don't think so, other than the fact that, you know, Major League Baseball starts this week with this Tokyo series. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I didn't think I would ever see a Major League Baseball season start where the games were played for real on the 18th of March. And we're going to see the Cubs and the Dodgers play two games in the Tokyo Dome, plus two games against some local Japanese teams. Interesting thing, they picked the right teams because of the four starting pitchers in those two games. Three of them are Japanese. So a chance for the hometown Japanese fans to see their players.
You know, the other thing that I liked is the other day is is Ohtani, or it was last night, Ohtani went yard. He hit a home run, and that just sent 42,000 people into the stratosphere. I mean, what he means to the game and what he means for that country, you can't, it's hard to measure. And I think you and I are just in the middle of watching greatness, historical greatness with Ohtani. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree 100%. We probably will never see another player like this in our generation, and maybe the next generation may not see this type of player either. He's quite unique.
He is quite unique, and, you know, we'll leave it there. Thank you, John, for the hour. I appreciate it. This is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. Come on back.
Against 76ers, take it 112-100. Celtics win over the Heat 103-91. Clippers take the W over the Hawks 121-98. Cavaliers travel to Grizzlies territory and win 133-124. Timberwolves at home get a W against the Magic 118-111. Hornets over the Spurs 145-134. Rockets blast off to a win over the Mavs 133-96. Raptors get a W against the Jazz 126-118. Nuggets beat the Lakers 131-126. And the Sun shining bright in a win over the Kings 122-106. A few games on the ice on the NHL scoreboard. The Hurricanes double the Red Wings score in a win at home 4-2. Oilers and Islanders all the way into overtime. Oilers take it 2-1. Jets dominate the Stars in a big win 4-1. Avalanche over the Flames 4-2. Kraken versus the Utah Hockey Club mirrored that score. Kraken come out on top 4-2 as well. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your sports shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Staying together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. For the true golf connoisseur, the PGA Tour is still the filet mignon on the golf menu. Even without many of the blockbuster names that have gone to the LIV Tour, the Porterhouse Steak on that menu, the format and decorum that still appeals to most golf fans' lives within the PGA, and so say the TV ratings and the media coverage of both circuits. It was announced back in June of 2023 that the PGA and LIV Tours were on the verge of a merger. But somewhere along the line, the unification process got caught in a pot bunker and could never escape. Fast forward to 2025, and out of the water like an alligator near the infamous par 3 17th Island Green at the TPC Sawgrass comes PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan with his most positive comments of the rival tour since the fledgling LIV stuck their first tee in the ground in 2022. He was optimistic the PGA Tour could adopt and integrate aspects of rival LIV into the PGA Tour platform. The least surprising headline of this commentary is it's money that drives this bus, along with player playing time flexibility. And although laughed at, dress code and music blasting while play is on is a big deal to PGA diehards, and the team format LIV employs is what golf is not about. It was meant to be played solo, a player on an island with only his caddy to bounce ideas off of for 4 days. And that is the appeal the 96-year-old flagship circuit has with many followers. And feeling sadness, confusion, and anger like a child in a divorce caught between two bickering parents, this being the PGA and LIV, is the fan, just wanting to see big names golfing every weekend, not just during majors and designated marquee events. But with egos and billions of dollars of cash at stake, the PGA and LIV Tour are on the clock with fans and on the verge of being assessed a slow play penalty, and the fans leaving the course altogether. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I will soon be joined by Andy Dorf. Andy is going to call in, fellas, so if you notice the phone ring and pick it up, it's probably the Dorf man, or most likely it is the Dorf man. But look, we got a lot to talk about still. We spent a whole hour talking NHL and Major League Baseball. We got March Madness to talk about, and that there's a lot to talk about there. The women's draw, the men's draw, it's all going to be Selection Sunday today. Who gets in, who gets looked over, those kind of things. I will say this, for those of you not paying attention to the women's side of it, Grand Canyon University, a university here in the Valley of the Sun, their women's program has won 30 games straight. And they are certainly a program that is on the rise, that has done some great things in the WAC. They punched the Lady Lopes, punched their ticket to the big dance. The men punched their ticket as well. So the basketball programs at Grand Canyon University are doing well. We got NBA we got to talk about. We got NFL free agency. And we will do that. I hear the music. We'll take a pause for the cause. Andy will be with us. And we'll get to it right after these words. Come on back, everybody.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
You know what I love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I will be joined by Andy Dorf here pretty soon. He's calling, guys, so if you notice one of the lines lighting up, it is him. He's trying to call. He says no one's picking up, so if we can kind of take care of that, that would be phenomenal. So we have basketball to talk about, man, and a lot of basketball, and let's start with the NBA. We are down to about, I think there's, 15, 16, 17 games left, depending on, which team we are talking about here. The race for best record in each conference, I think, is just one of those things. It's kind of over and done with. Oklahoma City, they have the best record in the West. They are up 12.5 games on the Houston Rockets. And then after the Rockets, it's the Denver Nuggets in the third spot. You got Memphis in the fourth spot. You got the Lakers, who have drifted down a couple of spots in spot number five. And then you got the Golden State Warriors sitting there at number six, a half game up on the Minnesota Timberwolves, sitting there in the seventh spot. And when you go back east, you got the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I can't say enough about how impressed I am with what the Cavs have done this year. and getting that best record at 56-10, and the Celtics are sitting right there, 8 games back at 49-19. They got their 49th win last night against Brooklyn, which ended up being a little closer than I think it should have been with Brooklyn. But that's why you got to lace them up, right, ladies and gentlemen? Guys, Andy's calling. So I don't know if we're just not picking up or what's going on, but he says he's dialing. Anyways, in the third spot, you got the New York Knicks. Fourth spot, you got the Milwaukee Bucks. Indiana's at the in the five hole. Detroit is in the sixth spot. And let's just say that Bickerstaff, the head coach up there in Detroit,
needs to be he needs to be put in the Coach of the Year conversation because, let's face it, Detroit, it's been kind of a disaster for that organization for a number of years, and they got the right coach. They got some good young talent. Cade Cunningham is one of those guys, and they're balling. Detroit is they're not bad boy Detroit anymore, anything like that. But they do play a physical style, kind of an on the edge kind of style. But they are developing players up there in Detroit, and that's what you got to do if you're trying to get some success, maintain that success, turn that success into championship material. And then you have Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, Chicago rounding out the top 10. And when you take a look at these teams that are, they're right there. They're considered, championship teams. You got Cleveland, you got Boston, you got Oklahoma City. I think you got to put Denver in there. Houston to me is a great story. I still think Houston is a year or two away from really doing something. And like, look, I love Ime Udoka. To take away, his personal stuff and why he had to leave Boston, but the guy can coach. He can flat out get a team to buy in what he's trying to do for them and to get that success. He was doing it in Boston, and then we all know what happened up there, and Joe Mazzulla has taken over and done great things and won a championship last year with the Celtics. But Ime Udoka, he's from the Greg Popovich coaching tree. And if you are learning to coach with Popovich, who is going to be considered and is considered one of the best coaches in NBA history, he has 5 world championships there in San Antonio. That's a great person to learn from. And so Houston's learning how to play. They're learning how to win. They're learning how to handle success. But I still think, even though they're in the two hole, I still think they're another year or two away from really, really challenging, possibly for an NBA Finals berth, a Western Conference Finals berth. If I had to look into a crystal ball in the West, certainly Oklahoma City, you would think, is going to get to the Western Conference Finals. They are young. They are somewhat brash. And sometimes when you're young, it's kind of playing with house money a little bit. You don't know any better, and they just keep on winning. They went into TD Garden in Boston earlier this week and beat Boston. In Boston, that's a tough place to win. And Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, I mean, that guy, he's right up there with MVP. Most people think he's going to get it, but he is the leader of that team. So Oklahoma City has a lot of really good things going for it. The only thing to me that Oklahoma City is lacking is just the experience in the playoffs. And there's something to be said for that because it's a different game when you get to the playoffs. And we all know that. If you keep track of sports or you watch sports as much as Andy or I or anybody else that does, you know that the NBA regular season is completely different than the NBA playoff season. Every possession is a little bit more pressure-packed. There's no throwaway games or anything like that in terms of resting guys. You got to be ready to play peak basketball every day. And you know, right now, like I was saying with Oklahoma City, they may not know any better, but come playoff time, the game slows down, possessions get a little bit more tense in terms of you got to take advantage of every possession that you have. And it, we'll see if Oklahoma City can do that. If Shea is going to be one of those guys that we're going to consider for MVP and be that guy, him, as the kids would say, he is him, right? Then he has to get this team at least to the Western Conference Finals, if not the NBA Finals, to kind of prove all of the hype. At the same time, it's one of those things where Boston has to kind of look in on themselves, and I hear the music, and we'll take a pause for the cause, and we'll be right back after this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Yeah.
Coming back at you. Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You could get at me if you'd like, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Not sure exactly what Mike was talking about, but like I said, I've been out on the ocean for the past 8-9 days, but I am catching as much action as I can with the college basketball. Obviously, March Madness literally around the corner, as you know, it's Selection Sunday, and you know, some final seeds will kind of be up for grabs. But for the most part, I think everything is said and done, and it's pretty much etched in the concrete. But get ready, man. This is the time of the year, people, where obviously it's just a lot of fun. And you know, your team may or may not be making the tourney, but ultimately, this is where dreams are made and broken, and kids that we don't know much about, we get to start learning about them. And I truly love that. That's what I love about March Madness in general, is the learning about kids that we don't know much about. The kids from the McNeese State, I'm interested to see how far they can push in this tournament, because I've got a good feeling about the way that they play. So it's all about matchups, as we all know, and guard play is extremely important in March Madness. So you just got to keep things in perspective and think about the teams that have really good guard play, like an Alabama or an Auburn. You know, I know that they both went down, but ultimately, maybe a loss right before the big dance isn't the worst thing that could possibly happen to anybody. So, you know, you look at the tournament coming up, and I look at it every year and I say, you know, there's 10 teams that can win. There's 7 teams that can win. This year, I'd probably expand the number. I almost feel like there's about 12 teams. And the team I'm really looking at right now, because I really like the way they're playing coming into the tournament, is Florida. I mean, they're blowing people off the floor. I believe that they scored 100 points. I saw a stat. It was like eight or nine times this year they've scored 90-plus. So that goes to show you they can score on anybody. They can get it done. They're an incredible basketball team to watch. And when they hit you at times, it really comes in waves. So, but that's what I like about that Florida team. I think they're extremely dangerous. The defense is good, and offensively they can hit you in waves. So,
they can hit you in a ton of waves, man.
Them, if you ask me. I don't know if we have Mike back or not, but
yeah,
I am.
I'm here.
Mike, how you doing, brother? How's it going, man? I haven't talked to you in like 10 days, man. How you feeling? How's life?
I am doing pretty good. Once we got all the logistics figured out with you, here we go, brother. Look, the team that you just mentioned, Florida, they're a legit threat to win this. Like you said, they come at you so many different ways and can take you apart so many different ways. And like you said, offensively, I mean, you and I both know if you can get after it offensively in the big dance, you're going to have great success. And I think Florida is kind of set up for that, even though, you know, you can't take Tennessee lightly in the SEC championship game today. But how about Michigan? What do you think about Michigan Wisconsin moving forward, brother? What do you think about that game after the way Michigan won yesterday at the buzzer? That was insane.
Yeah, where was the defense? That's my big question with that. You know, had a guy run up and down that floor in less than 6 seconds. I think it was 5.3 or 5.4 left, and obviously still had about 0.4 left in the game when he made that bucket. I don't know how the hell you let that guy get through like that. But look, at the end of the day, I think when you're talking about Big Ten basketball, I think Wisconsin is a team that can get to the Sweet 16. I think Michigan is a team that struggled late in the season. So for them to have the opportunity to win this, I think that could bode well for them, Mike, to be honest with you, moving into the tournament. Because they haven't been playing that great of basketball. It started with a stretch with them against Nebraska, where it was like 49-46, I think was the final, or 51-48. I can't remember exactly the score, but I do know it was a 3-point game. And it was abysmal watching that offense go. So if Michigan can score 80 points, you know, they've got a good legitimate shot, right? But ultimately, again, it comes down to guard play. And I think they do have pretty solid guard play. And I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if they do make a run. But again, I don't know if I like the way that they're coming into the tournament. So if they can finish with a little bit of momentum by winning the Big Ten championship, that could bode pretty well for them, Mike.
You know, staying with the Big Ten, you know, when you talk Big Ten basketball, you always got to talk about Michigan State and Tom Izzo, and we all know what Izzo's done and how legendary of a coach he is. What are your thoughts with Michigan State coming into the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, look, as you alluded to, when it comes to March Madness, we're very accustomed to seeing Michigan State. Sparty is always there. But I don't know if they have what it takes to win the whole thing. And I know that they had a pretty solid season. You know, Wisconsin was able to get past them in the tournament. And just, you know, I think Tom Izzo is a great coach, but I don't know if he has the horses to get him through in this push, Mike. But I do think, you know, again, when I think of a lot of these Big Ten teams, I think that the ceiling is like Sweet 16, maybe Elite Eight. I don't know if they can get past that.
Right.
So, but that's where my head is with the Big Ten anyway.
Let me ask you this as well, and my son and I were talking about this when we were in Vegas last week for some college basketball. That the SEC, and I hear the
yeah,
music,
so, hey,
in the background. So
go to break.
Yeah, let's go to break.
Yeah,
let's go to break. This is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson coming at you. Come on back, people. We'll be back after this.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson, and I still think I'm joined by Andy Dorf. I know he's walking off the boat, points unknown, but if he's still there, we will have him. But we were talking NCAA basketball with Andy before going to break, and you know we were talking about, you know, what the bracket's going to look like, or who we're impressed with, you know, coming into the tournament. And we, you know, certainly Florida's impressive, even though Auburn's not playing for their Southeast SEC championship today. They're still a team you got to worry about. I know people kind of jump off the boat a little bit. Duke is there. Houston. I've seen Houston up close and personal, and Houston is certainly a team that can come at you in different ways. And by far, at least in the Big 12, Houston to me is the best team defensively in the Big 12 and in the country in general. Kelvin Sampson is just one of those coaches that so Houston certainly is a threat. And Duke, I know they lost Cooper Flagg. They still won the ACC title yesterday, so they punched their ticket. They're in. They'll rest Cooper Flagg, you know, until they have to play a game, and that's a smart way of doing it. And, you know, I know there's some people, well, if he's well enough to play him. Like, no, he wasn't, and he sprained that ankle pretty good. If you saw what happened, you wouldn't want to play him either at all. But, you know, Alabama's another team that can make a run, and St. John's has just been impressive. Look, you know, and I know Andy and I have talked about this before when Andy and I were growing up, and I'm not going to age us all that much, but St. John's was part of Saturday morning basketball. Walter Berry, Louis Carnesecca, the Chris Mullen, you know, growing up, and, you know, they've gone through some rough times. But Rick Pitino has the Red Storm back, and it just tells you how good of a coach Rick Pitino is. The talent that he can acquire to do some special things. Now, do I think St. John's is a team that can get Sweet 16, Elite 8? Yeah, I don't think they're a Final Four or necessarily a title contender at all. I think the title contenders are that Duke, Houston, Auburn, Florida, Alabama. I think those are the teams that have like legit shots at getting to the Final Four and cutting down the nets at the Final Four for sure. You know, and if you want to chime in on the conversation, go ahead. 1-800-878-7529 is the number that you can chime in and share your opinion with us. But, you know, it once again, the the NCAA tournament is about matchups and where and who you're matched up against. And we will get the answer to that question later this afternoon, this evening. And if Duke's loaded, and if Cooper Flagg is completely healthy when he's playing, that is a very, very tough team to beat. They got some depth. They got Cooper Flagg is the number one pick in the draft if he decides to come out. You know, you have Knepel, the shooting guard as well. You got other guys coming off the bench. You know, I got to see Duke up close and personal at the beginning of the year. They are an impressive group, impressive set of players that John Shire, the head coach, has assembled there in Durham. And look, they, you know, whatever you think about Duke and their past players that have come through there and all that, they're a blue blood, and they get blue blood type of talent to come through. So if Shire can kind of walk gingerly with Cooper Flagg's injury and not make it any worse and give him all the rest he can before the first round games start in a week, that's what they're going to do for sure. So, you know, at the end of the day, this is a little bit more wide open of a NCAA tournament than maybe we've seen in the past. I think there's two or three teams that, like I said, the Houstons, the Dukes, the Auburns, even Alabama, Florida, that can make a run, make a deep run, and cause a lot of problems for a lot of people as well. So, you know, for me, if I was a betting man, and I'm not saying that I am, I would probably, in my bracket, I'd probably have a bracket with Houston winning it, or Duke, or if you didn't, you know, most of us decide to go, you know, with multiple teams, with multiple brackets, you know, those would be two teams that I would seriously, look at as potential champions, for the NCAA, men's basketball championship. And then look, I know at the beginning of the show, I even mentioned and I threw a little shout out to Grand Canyon University and what that basketball program has done. The women's, holy smokes, the women's, you know, for GCU, they've won 30 games in a row, and I don't care what conference you're in, whether it's the Big Ten, the WAC, the WCC, you know, the Southeastern Conference, you know, whatever it is. You win 30 games in a row, you're doing something right, for sure. The one thing that I think could derail Grand Canyon from making a championship type run, their coach is up, you know, is being discussed for multiple jobs in women's college basketball. One of them is the program right there in Tempe at Arizona State. I have heard that there is mutual interest since I do a lot of stuff with Arizona State. You know, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, when you are successful as the women's coach is at GCU, and you want to go to a program or go to a school that the program really hasn't done anything for a very long time, sometimes it makes me scratch my head. And success is success no matter where you're at. Granted, GCU is a smaller school, okay? We all know that. Small, you know, private, public, Christian school. But you're having success, and you want to go someplace where they haven't built success. And I know the obvious answer to that is, well, if you had success somewhere, you can have success somewhere else. Not necessarily, okay? That's not something that... you can sit there and just write up whenever you want, but that coach at GCU is a successful coach. And look, on the other side, the men's program at GCU been really successful. And if you're listening to this and you live in the Valley of the Sun, if you haven't been to a Grand Canyon University basketball game, you got to go. It's a must. It's a must thing to see. It's real, real fun. It's real, real active. That student section is pretty crazy as well. So we will we will see how that turns out for the men. I think the women are going to be a little bit more successful between the two programs, but we will see what happens there. Now, I know I was talking to NBA before we made the switch to college basketball, and just getting to the NBA for a few minutes here before we get to break. Look, you know, the standings are what they are. Boston, everybody knows, if you listen to the show, you know I'm a big Celtic fan, have been since I was a kid. The concern with me with Boston is simply, if the three is not falling for Boston, sometimes it just seems like they just keep shooting and there's not a plan B, you know, get to the rim, get some free throws, points in the paint, that kind of thing. Because I know the Celtics rank near the bottom in free throw attempts for the season. I know they're ranked, you know, towards the bottom in points in the paint, which just tells you how many, you know, how many three pointers they shoot. I think against Oklahoma City the other night, I think they were up like around 60 three pointers, which just, it's an insane amount of three pointers. And to be that reliant on that for your offense can be dangerous and can be something that they shoot themselves in the foot with. The other part of this is, you know, Boston's been battling some injuries all year. They finally got Kristaps Porzingis back on Saturday afternoon, you know, for Brooklyn. And when I saw KP play, look, KP looked good. Granted, it is Brooklyn, so take that for what it is. But he comes out and he played the whole fourth quarter. I don't know if that was by design or not, but he had 24 points. He made some good offensive rebounds out there, some dunks. He was active, and after being out for 2 weeks, it was good to see. The thing with Boston is, if everybody's healthy and the three is falling, they're going to be a very, very tough out. And, you know, Andy and I have talked about in the past, you know, Boston knows they're in. They're kind of in cruise control. They're not scared of going into Cleveland and winning a game. They've done that. Cleveland's gone into Boston and won a game. They, you know, so, you know, Boston's not worried about going on the road in certain playoff series. Their record on the road is better than their record at home. So that tells you, you know, they can focus on the road. They can get the W's when they need them on the road. And if everybody's healthy, from Al Horford to Porzingis to Jaylen Brown went out of the game yesterday with back spasms. You know, Jason Tatum, Peyton Pritchard, who set a record yesterday for most three-pointers off the bench in a season, which is only going to get, you know, larger in terms of how many three-pointers he hits, but he's up to 220 three-pointers off the bench, which is a new NBA record. And I hear the music in the background, and look, this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We will be back after these words. Come on back for final takes, everybody.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. This is Mike Wilson coming at you. And we've reached a point in the show where we usually do final takes, plural, but it's just me today. So, look, my final, and there's a lot going on in sports, man. I mean, there's just a ton to be grateful for and what we're witnessing and all that. My final take would be, enjoy the NCAA tournament, guys and ladies. It's something that comes around once a year, and I know I've talked about it at great length, and I know the Dorf Man has as well. There's nothing like seeing these college kids put everything on the line for 40 minutes. And put everything on the line for 40 minutes and do everything they can to survive and advance to the next round. And I know college athletics is a lot different than it was back in the day when most of us were growing up. You know, players are being paid now with, you know, name, image, and likeness money, and there's a transfer portal and everything that goes into it. But at the end of the day, when the competition is at its greatest, what we see are 18 to 20 year old kids, 18 to 22 year old kids doing everything they can to look at a dream survive in advance and win a championship. So, for everybody that makes this show happen, from Andy to myself, thank you, John Poulter, for staying for the hour. This is Mike Wilson. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Enjoy the NCAA tournament, everybody, and we will talk next week. See you later.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.